We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by new U.S. Army Garrison Commander at Fort Riley, Colonel Will McKenna. He is joining us on In Focus for the first time, making his debut on KMAN. Appreciate that. Wanted to talk to you about some upcoming events out at Fort Riley and some things that will be going on, probably some changes to some of these events as well. Starting off, first of all, tomorrow, of course, is the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on America, and you know, it's now designated as Patriots Day. Let's first start off with what Fort Riley has planned to commemorate that day.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon, and appreciate you asking. Definitely, it's a very important day to everybody across the U.S. Army, and I know to Americans in general. That we acknowledge the sacrifices that people have made on that day and since then to keep our country safe. So what we're going to do here is there will be a 9/11 memorial on this Friday, where the Deputy Commanding General and the Garrison Command Sergeant Major will lay a wreath to commemorate those who've made the sacrifices in the global war on terrorism and other related events from 9/11 until now. We'll hold that at the Monument of Cavalry Parade Field beginning at 10 a.m., and we'll have that live streaming over the Fort Riley Facebook page.
All right. You know, it's been hard to believe it's been 19 years. I was in high school when that happened, and so many of my friends joined the military because of that those events and everything that transpired afterward. Do you have any memories of that day yourself?
Definitely. I was not in high school. I say, Brandon, that's a little bit, but I was that day. I was the aide de camp for an MP general, basically the commandant of the military police corps regiment, so that became a very busy day helping him deal with as one of the senior military police officers in the Army and in the Department of Defense. Obviously, you can imagine all the questions and requests for information and things that were coming down to him because everybody going to HBCon Delta and closing down things, you know, everybody wanted to know how to do that appropriately, and he was the guy they wanted to talk to. So it was a very busy day for us. He was actually in a different post, so we had to go get him, bring him back to work. And my wife was also in the service at that time, and pretty much both of us knew at that time that the rest of our careers weren't going to be the same. You could just tell from that day that that it wasn't just going to be something that was over, you know, when that day ended. And I think that's why it's so significant that we do continue to recognize it now being 19 years later. And we continue going forward because it was one of those really sea change moments for our country.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's so many people that are now adults who don't remember it, which is kind of hard to believe. But I'm glad that's going to be taking place, and people can stream that on you said on the Facebook page.
Yeah, on the Fort Riley Facebook page. And I don't know if you were going to ask then, Brandon, but I'll just go ahead and say the next day, the following Saturday, we're going to have here. I don't know how many of the Fallen Hero runs, but we're going to hold the Fallen Hero run again here. There was some concern that we would not hold it this year because of conditions, but because MWR ran some other successful events like this, we decided to hold the Fallen Hero run, which is also another way to commemorate the sacrifices that soldiers and families have made in defending the United States. And that's going to begin at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday. It's a 2-mile untimed fun run with some other events going on out there to commemorate the sacrifices. There's boots for fallen soldiers connected here to 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley will be out on display, and you know, pets, strollers. It's a family event. So anybody who likes to run or anybody who wants to come out and help us commemorate that can go to our MWR page for more information.
All right. That's a wonderful event. Glad that that is still on for this Saturday. Of course, a lot of people looking forward to Fall Apple Day. Tell us a little bit about the decision to not hold this public event, and what will the virtual Fall Apple Day look like?
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. It was not an easy decision for myself and the senior commander. Looking at the totality of all the information and looking at previous Fall Apple Days, when we kind of measured that against our current safety protocols and the current in the COVID environment, as well as just what we would be able to do from a unit perspective, it was decided to hold it as a virtual Fall Apple Day instead of in person. We just couldn't really get to a comfortable place with the many thousands of people coming on in a mass gathering situation here on Fort Riley, because we've not only for the readiness of our forces, but also in the interest of the, health of the surrounding communities. We just didn't feel that that was the right decision. So, I got to tell you, when I turned to the garrison staff and said, "Hey, let's turn this thing virtual. What do you guys think?" They came back in less than 24 hours with what I think is one of the best plans that I've seen to do it in a way that I believe will still be of great interest and benefit for the surrounding communities. And allow the units and different organizations around Fort Riley to show off a little bit for the community, but also big virtual event like this, we'll be able to expand our reach for Fall Apple Days even beyond the Flint Hills region. We're excited. We're going to have both combination of live feed type of video streams and recorded videos to just demonstrate great things about 1st Infantry Division, the history of Fort Riley, with the commanding generals now the color guard, with our historian here talking about some significant historical things. The Pie Apple Queens will still be there to talk about Libby Custer's famous apple pie recipe. Military working dogs are going to be doing some displays, and many, many others. So I just encourage everybody to not be discouraged, and please help us, make this a memorable event. We didn't want 2020 to be the year that we did not do Fall Apple Day.
Yeah. Well, and even though it's virtual, as I understand, there's still going to be pies, right?
There are still going to be pies. They'll be making about 500 this year. And, we're still going to be doing the pie making, many of the people of our surrounding communities have been a part of and have seen. So as a matter of fact, myself and my wife will be making some pies on September 30th with some of those senior leaders. And I know they'll be making some videos of those events and posting them online for everybody to watch as well. So the pies will be available. I believe the ordering has already passed for a time to order pies. But if you did order pies, you'll still be able to come pick up the pies in a drive-by manner from the Custer House here on the installation.
Okay, very good. And then lastly here, you've traditionally held a Retiree Appreciation Day in October, but I understand that is also moving virtually.
It is, Brandon. Another very important event that we struggled with that human resources. And I really feel that we did not want to do a Retiree Appreciation Day this year again, because it's such an important event for many retirees, sometimes as far away as the Dakotas and stuff that come here, that you normally come here to get the information and to update some of their records and so forth. But this year we just can't do it that way. So the team is working very aggressively and actively to put together distributed packages for those retirees, both through regular mail and electronic mail, and videos, recordings, and so forth for those retirees to access, that hopefully answer their questions. And we will have people available during those times specifically dedicated to answering their questions.
Okay. Well, good to know. A lot of good stuff here today from the new garrison commander at Fort Riley, and that is Colonel Will McCannay joining us here on In Focus. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future down the road.
Thanks, Brandon. I really enjoyed it. Anytime.